The Byron and Christie Show.
Hashtag BK Show.
On CFM. The Byron and Christie Show.
Hashtag BK Show.
On CFM.
How cool is this to have Lane Beachley, 7-time world surfing champion, on the line? Lane, welcome to the Byron and Christie Show.
Thank you, Byron. Hi, Christie.
Hello, Lane. Lane, we are so chuffed that you're able to join us on the show. We're pretty bloody excited, and especially off the back of something I know is pretty close to your heart when it comes to women in the sporting world. With our Melbourne Cup winner, the first ever female jockey, Michelle Payne, to take out a Melbourne Cup.
How awesome.
I know, it's so cool, and I'm sure this is something that you're pretty chuffed about as well, because there's been times in your career when you literally almost had to quit surfing because of the gender pay gap between female and male surfers.
Yes, and it was great to hear Michelle's sentiments when she had the lectern at the Melbourne Cup. You can all go get stuffed. I mean, that's how a lot of women feel, would love to say that, but to say it in front of a national audience took a lot of courage. And passion, obviously. Yeah, I experienced a lot of challenges in the early stages of my career, and it was great to see. I think one of the wonderful things about Michelle's success on Tuesday was just highlighting the importance of giving women a chance and then not projecting the male expectation onto it. You've just got to give them a chance, because if they fail, oh, she's just a girl. But if a man fails, oh, it was just bad luck. Yeah. And I think when I was coming through the ranks, you know, I was number two in the world, and I was still struggling to earn enough financial support from sponsors and my employers, because I was working up to 4 different jobs, 60 hours a week.
Oh, Lane.
And I was number two in the world, yeah. So it was very challenging.
I tell you, and it's not for us to sit here and talk to a surfer about how incredible horse racing is, but just for a second, if you think about it, horse racing is one of the few sports where men and women compete on the same playing field for the same prize money. So you must look at that model and go, wow, that is unique compared to other sports, right?
Absolutely, very much so, yeah. And I interviewed Michelle before the race, and I was hosting a marquee at Melbourne Cup for CGU. She came up, and we had a really good chat, and she was saying how the double standards in horse racing are not confined to being on the track, but it also happens in the change rooms, because she said that she had to go into the men's change rooms to watch a couple of the races before her race, and they kicked her out because she was a girl.
Oh,
but because of the amount of jockeys that were down at Melbourne Cup, they actually had to share the women's change rooms with her. And she's like,
of course.
I don't understand these double standards.
That's unbelievable, because there are several other female jockeys, but they may not have all been at the Cup Carnival, so there might have been two or three females to maybe 50 blokes.
Yeah, she was the only female riding in the Cup, yeah.
Wow.
So like you say, yeah, it's great to see women given an opportunity to go up against the guys in a very level playing field and then also be able to earn the same amount of pay.
Lane, it's these kind of conversations that I think are really important to have, and those cool sentiments like Michelle Payne, who seems like the coolest, most down-to-earth, humble kind of chick.
Yes.
We're only going to get there by having these kind of convos, right? And not in an aggressive way, but just in a, hey, we're not asking for special treatment as females or in any field, especially with sport, but it's just give us the same crack, really.
Just give us an opportunity and just allow us to fail and allow us to succeed.
I think that's the
ultimate message. Like I said, women just aren't given the opportunity. And the next message that we need to give is actually allow women or encourage other women to support other women. It tends to be, there just needs to be an attitudinal shift more so than anything. And then once we lighten up and realise that we've all got, through our diversity of skill set and knowledge and experience and gender, we've all got something to contribute, and that's all we want to do.
Elaine, just quickly before you go, we've got to take the news, but we had a really impressive HSC student who would just be finishing now, Madison, who had worked with you. You do a lot of work in mentoring younger girls, and she was just a product of what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about that work before we have to let you go.
So I started my own foundation called the Aim for the Stars Foundation, and we provide financial and moral support for young girls to invest in their future and fulfill their potential in all walks of life. So your Madison was one of our scholarship recipients, and we provide these girls with not only some cash to give them a springboard to to excel and succeed in their lives. But we also provide them with a lot of mentoring and workshops. And actually, I bring them all to Sydney and teach them how to surf. So
All the girls
apply on my website, aimforthestars.com.au. And applications are actually closing in the middle of this month, middle of November. So you've only got another week or so to apply. And then when my board of directors sift through them all, this year we've helped about 25 girls. Next year I'd like to double that. So we've got also another huge event coming up on the 20th of November with Julia Gillard, our patron, and three other very inspirational leaders in a very broad cross-section, because the misconception with Aim for the Stars is I only support athletes, but we support everyone from musicians to artists to scientists to businesswomen to people who are just really academically focused. So it's a very very rewarding and satisfying charity.
And important. It's so important. If you want more information, aimforthestars.com.au is a place to get it. And Lane, I must say, it was so beautiful to speak to Madison when we did a couple of months back. She was losing her mind. She goes, I got a call from Lane Beachley. And we were like, this is the coolest thing ever. What an absolute gun.
Oh, yeah.
See how easy it is to make a difference to someone's life. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call them.
Tell you what, and I tell you, Lane does a lot of serious work. She's also a lot of fun. I reckon one of the last times I got to hang out with you, Lane, was in London during the Olympics, and you got yourself some gig. I can't remember what they called you, but it seemed like the best gig in the world. You just went in London. I know there was a lot of work, but there appeared to also be some recreational time.
Well, I always make time for recreational time. Fun is part of my value alignment. But I was an ALO, an athlete liaison officer, which means I had to liaise with the athletes.
Well, you were certainly liaising.
I was doing my best.
Yeah, you're doing a great job with liaising. Lane, thanks so much. Aimforthestars.com.au is the website. We love when you're on the show.
Thanks, Byron. Thanks, Christy.
It's the Byron and Christy Show.
The coast without them would be like texting without emoticons.
Huge, giant thumbs up.
CFM.